Now, as we've seen, the four stages of consciousness, which tell us how consciousness evolves, are simple consciousness, self-consciousness, transcendental consciousness, and absolute or universal consciousness. The last, the fourth, we can safely leave out of consideration for the time being. For man who is truly man, or man who is trying to be at least truly man, truly human, the immediate task is to develop his rudimentary self-consciousness into full self-consciousness, as well as to develop transcendental consciousness or objective consciousness. Some may ask the question whether one has to wait for the development, the full development of self-consciousness, before one can start upon the development of transcendental consciousness or objective consciousness. But one doesn't have to wait. Transcendental consciousness cannot be perfected before self-consciousness has been perfected. But one can begin to develop transcendental consciousness, objective consciousness, even before self-consciousness is fully or perfectly developed. The two are more or less continuous, we may say. The latter need not wait for the full development of the former. Now it's the perfect development of self-consciousness, of awareness, that makes one a fully and completely human being. The development of transcendental consciousness, development of complete objectivity, makes one what is termed in the Buddhist tradition, and we had a whole talk about this last winter, a stream entrant. That is to say, in the terms of our present talk, one in whom the influence of the higher evolution preponderates over the influence of the lower evolution. Now, the development of consciousness is not an easy matter. The higher evolution is not an easy matter. It's a very difficult task, a very formidable proposition. It's a task that requires all our energy. And if we are concerned with the higher evolution, if we are concerned with the development of consciousness, then we have to think always and everywhere, primarily, in terms of development. We can't, as it were, be half dedicated to development. It's either all or nothing. And this means that we have to ask ourselves, as each situation confronts us, as each experience befalls us, as each opportunity presents itself to us, what bearing has this, direct or indirect, on my development? On the question of development of consciousness to its next highest stage. And this question we have to ask ourselves in relation to such matters as our job, the sort of work we do, our personal relationships, our interests, hobbies, activities of various kinds. What bearing does this have on the development of consciousness? What bearing does this have on the higher evolution, on my own development as a human, as distinct from merely a semi-animal being? So if we do this, if we make the development of consciousness the primary consideration, the primary motivation in everything that we do, then some progress will be made. Some progress is sure to be made. Otherwise, not. And one can see already that this question of devoting oneself, not to say dedicating oneself, to the development of consciousness, first self-consciousness, then objective consciousness, transcendental consciousness, is very far from being just the living of a religious life, or even spiritual life, in the ordinary, more or less conventional sense. Now, as all this is very difficult, as all this is hard work, problems will arise as we struggle on, as we plant our feet ever more and more forward, as we get a foothold, as we seize hold of a crag and maybe haul ourselves up, we shall find all sorts of problems, problems that we hadn't anticipated, problems that we hadn't thought to encounter, problems perhaps of which we hadn't dreamt. And it's with some of these problems, problems that arise for nearly everybody, as they try to evolve, try to develop consciousness, try to follow the path of the higher evolution, that we shall be dealing in the course of this series of talks. In other words, problems arising in the course of our effort to develop, as some of us are trying to develop through meditation and in other ways, self-consciousness and transcendental consciousness. And these problems will be dealt with on the assumption that everybody attending the meeting, everybody listening to the talk, is personally interested and personally concerned, that they want at least to understand in what the higher evolution consists and what the obstacles are which they are likely to encounter. Now, this being the first talk in the series, I've had necessarily to deal with the theoretical groundwork, as we may call it, of the whole series. And treatment, therefore, has necessarily been a bit abstract, a bit dry. Especially we've had to deal with the four stages of consciousness. But as from next week, we shall be dealing with some of the actual problems arising in the course of the higher evolution of the individual. In other words, we shall be coming to grips with the subject matter of the talks, subject matter of the series, in a much more concrete and practical fashion. Next week, in fact, we shall be dealing with one of the most important problems that can arise in the course of one's effort to develop the higher consciousness, develop self-awareness. Next week, we shall be dealing with the difference between alienated awareness on the one hand and integrated awareness on the other, and trying to understand how it is possible for us to pass from the one to the other.